The Insect Fear Film Festival has been a campus institution for decades at the University of Illinois. This year's iteration, the 42nd annual, is all about tarantulas. The festival is hosted by the U of I Entomology Graduate Students Association. To learn more about what to expect at this year's event, I'm joined in studio by two of the organizers, Association President Joe Spina and Board Member Xavier Carroll. Joe, Xavier, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us on.
Thanks for having us.
This year's star is the tarantula. However, these eight-legged arachnids are not actually insects. Joe, what did the decision process look like to select a tarantula for this year's film festival?
Well, tarantulas are a surprisingly charismatic species. They are very noticeable. Everybody has some familiarity with them. They do incite a sense of fear, so they're perfect for the festival. But broadly speaking, they are surprisingly popular with the general public, as far as I can tell.
Next question for Xavier. How much work goes into this festival every year, and kind of what does that look like from your perspective?
It's a lot of planning. They have to find the venue. There's a lot of work to find the movie, and we have to collaborate with outside scientists to bring in speakers and specialists. And there's also booths that we put into it, and there's art events that we host, too.
Joe, back to you. What are some of the reasons that the Entomology Grad Students Association puts on this festival every year, and what do you think it means to the community?
Yeah, so the quote that the original organizer, Mae Barenbaum, likes to use is that you can catch more flies with honey than vinegar. So the idea is that we kind of bring people in with this fun little excursion, show some movies, you can pet some bugs, but by actually coming in and engaging with the entomology department in this way, they can kind of learn more about the insect group of animals, I suppose. Just, you know, come to appreciate them more as full-fledged parts of the ecosystem, you know?
What are some of the activities that guests can look forward to?
One of the most exciting ones to me is going to be the electron microscope. So we have a host of different spider families that you can look at underneath the specialized microscope that allows you to look on the micron level, which allows you to see even, like, structures on small hairs, the eye structure. You can see really tiny, tiny features on these insects. We'll also have a petting zoo, per usual, and we'll have arts and crafts for kids to enjoy.
Sounds like a good time. Is there something like that that you think people generally look forward to more so than the other activities?
I would say that by far the most popular activity at the festival is the insect petting zoo. I think that most people who come through will want to see the petting zoo at some point, and it makes sense. That's probably the most hands-on experience that most people are going to get with some of these more exotic species, you know?
Right, and you're having somebody pretty popular come down for that this year, right?
Yes, we are. We're going to have Steve Kutcher, who is a Hollywood bug wrangler, coming in, and he's going to be giving a talk about his experiences over the last several decades of working in Hollywood as a bug wrangler.
I have here the trailer for the movie Arachnophobia. I'd just like to play a little bit of this and just get your guys' reaction.
The Jennings family has just moved to the small town of Canaima.
Oh, Ross, smell that air.
Oh, God.
In search of a simpler life.
Want to blow up a bullfrog?
Okay.
It's the perfect place.
Goodbye, crime. Goodbye, grime.
Except for one pesky little problem.
Come with me and look at the web.
The web?
I have a terrible fear of spiders.
Come on, we live in the country now. It's time to work through this irrational, paralyzing terror.
Okay, so very clearly a comedy movie. Not very realistic, you guys would say?
Oh, I would tend to agree. I've never seen Arachnophobia, but I can imagine that there are some embellishments at play.
Yeah.
Right. And then how did you kind of decide that film? Were there other ones on the table or?
I don't know if there were. We have to work around a lot of copyright law to get certain movies. So there's like a select series of movies I think are available to us. So it's not like we can just pull any movie. We couldn't pull like Ant-Man if we wanted to, probably because of, you know, Disney. But if we can find a movie that we can get the copyrights to show to a large enough audience, we're allowed to play it. So I think that kind of met the requirements.
So then if people want to check out the festival, I mean, where should they go? When is it?
So it's going to be February 22nd, this upcoming Saturday, at Bollinger Auditorium. Doors open at 5 p.m. Introductions for our guest presenter is going to start at 7, after which Arachnophobia is going to begin. It is completely free.
Joe Spina and Xavier Carroll are organizers of this year's Insect Fear Film Festival. Thanks for taking the time to be here.
Great. Thank you for having us on.
Thank you for having us.